Phil is back again now to introduce our second set of stories from the evening news.
Various construction projects were in the news this week. Nearly 1,400 new homes may replace a piggery just south of Norwich. A major project to provide housing for gypsies in Norwich is now complete. The demolition of Victoria House in the city centre is almost finished. The world's largest wind farm, 120 kilometres off the Norfolk coast, has been given the green light. But opposition continues over the proposed Norwich Western Link Road, which is described as a zombie project. Jenny will read the first of the construction articles.
A controversial deal to pay a farmer almost £1 million of public money to stop using land to rear pigs has unlocked decisions on nearly 1,400 new homes. The decision to compensate farmer James Daniels in return for no longer permitting the farming of pigs on his land near Caister, St Edmund, raised eyebrows last autumn. But almost a year on, and council bosses said they stood by the unusual deal, the first of its kind in the country. They said it had helped unlock housing, stalled because of an environmental directive which presented councils giving the green light to new housing schemes in parts of Norfolk. Mr. Daniels was paid by Norfolk Environmental Credits, NEC, not to have pigs on his land off Markshall Farm Road. The council-owned not-for-profit company agreed the deal because the pigs on the farmland, either side of the A47 bypass to the south of Norwich, was creating harmful nutrients that were running into the Tass and Yare rivers. By closing it down, that enabled the sale of credits to developers who needed to provide mitigation for their housing schemes. Council officers said that led to credit sales at more than 100 sites where housing was proposed, which meant councils could grant permission for 1,375 homes.
A major project providing essential homes for the gypsy and traveller community in Norwich is finally complete. The two-year, £3.5 million scheme is a joint venture between Broadland Housing Association and Norwich City Council in Swanton Road. It aimed to construct new buildings and refurbish old ones to provide modern, energy-efficient and comfortable living spaces for folk. Some 16 new pitches, alongside fully insulated day rooms, offering a kitchen, bathroom and toilet, are part of the completed project. Another 21 existing pitches have also been refurbished and reconfigured, providing an extra 15 spaces. Energy efficiency was a big focus, with additional insulation fitted to existing buildings and innovative heating and hot water systems introduced. Emily Brazil, 64, a long-term resident at Swanton Road, praised the redevelopment. "I've never had it so good," she says. "It is warm and affordable to heat. There's plenty of space for the children to play. I feel like I have a proper home now." The project is a successful step towards combating fuel poverty within the community and helping those who have struggled to find satisfactory housing. It symbolises an essential commitment to ensuring affordable and comfortable housing for communities in need.
The demolition of a city centre landmark is on course to finish by the end of the year. A spokesman for Zive Capital said, "Demolition of Victoria House is progressing well, with the eastern wing of the building completed and the southern wing approaching completion. With work to bring down Victoria House in full swing, the owners of the site, Zive Capital, have confirmed everything is on track to finish within the next few months. However, it's still unknown what will be replacing the former Marsh building in Queen's Road once it's flattened."
The government has awarded a contract to the world's largest offshore wind farm, located 120 kilometres off the Norfolk coast, at its most recent UK renewables auction. Ørsted's Hornsea 3 is one of nine offshore wind farms to receive government backing in its bid to make the UK a clean energy superpower. The wind farm will have up to 231 offshore turbines and generate 2.9 gigawatts of clean energy, enough to power more than 3.3 million homes. Contracts have also been awarded to two other wind farms off the Suffolk coast, Scottish Power Renewables East Anglia 2 and East Anglia 3. Together, these will deliver enough energy to power more than 1 million homes.
The 274 million Norwich Western Link Road has been branded a zombie project, with council leaders being urged to find an exit strategy to ditch the troubled scheme. Critics said objections from influential organisations, rising costs and delays suggest Norfolk County Council's 3.9 mile road is unlikely to go ahead. Steve Morphew, Inset leader of the Labour group at County Hall, said members of the Conservative-controlled cabinet should fall on their sword and take responsibility. He said the council, which has spent £40 million on the scheme to connect the Norwich Northern Distributor Road to the A47 near Honingham, should talk to the government about alternative plans to tackle village rat running. Mr. Morphew said, "The Western Link is a classic zombie project, clearly no longer viable and still sucking up resources." Graham Plant, Cabinet Member for Highways, Transport and Infrastructure, said, "The consultation on the planning application for the Norwich Western Link only closed recently. As we said then, we need some time to consider the response that has been submitted, which is the right thing to do following any consultation. Once this is done, we will update."